Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. At B-Dubs, we're watching football all season long. All of it. So this season, they're going above and beyond for you. They still have their countless taps and HD screens, but the entire place is committed to creating the perfect atmosphere for watching football. See, that's where stick carriers go. And that includes the food and drinks. They called up a classic menu item in the 35th Wex sandwich and even innovated new kinds of Bloody Marys. There's more, but you have to come in to find out. To the place with the best football experience. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Love having Mastro Subaru on board as well. Pete and Steve over there at Mastro Subaru are stick carriers themselves, and they will be at all of our stick carrier events throughout the season. They have a special for stick carriers. Go in and mention the stick carriers. You get a special discount off of your next car. It's that simple. Check them out online, MastroSubaru.com. Two locations in Tampa and Orlando. And, of course, the OG of sponsors to Bucks Uncensored, Bricado's Sandwich Shop. We love them. 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa, right next to Ybor City and home of the best Cuban sandwich and devil crab in town. I know you're going to go by there. I just know you will. And when you do, do not forget to try that devil crab. Yeah! This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. Yeah. I know what we're about. Yeah. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Yeah. 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 We're happy. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
This is the moment you've all been waiting for. Two words. Game week. We have made the most out of the offseason, training camp, and preseason. I think together we have made that part of the year as exciting as it possibly can be. But now all that shit is done. Now it's time for the team to perform on the field and for us as the fan base to perform in the stands. That's right. In just over a week, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, it's for real. We will have our party, our big party, at Abe's Place in Clearwater. Somebody asked me, well, why are you guys always in Clearwater? That's just how it worked out, okay? That's part of our partnership with Joe Bucks Fan. Abe's is a huge, big sponsor of theirs. They asked if I would be part of that as part of our partnership, them promoting Bucks Uncensored and posting our podcast there. And I said, absolutely. So it is an official Stick Carriers event, Abe's Place, Clearwater on Missouri, just south of Gulf to Bay. We are expecting a capacity crowd. It is going to be rowdy. I've already got people telling me they are going to get there maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. Doors don't even open till 11. This is like the training camp takeover. How early are we all going to get there to Abe's place? Because it's the place you have to be. If you're not in Miami for that Dolphins-Bucks game, you have to be at Abe's. This place is going to be on fire. I mean, it is going to be electric inside Abe's place, Missouri, just south of Gulf to Bay. Everyone's invited. No reservations. It's first come, first serve. I'm fired up, man. I am fired up. Preseason is done. Man, some of you need to take a fucking chill pill, man. The fourth preseason, I'm watching that game, I'm like, a majority of these players aren't even going to be on an NFL roster, nonetheless the Bucks roster. And it's like, goodness, relax, folks. God almighty. You know, it's almost as if, and I know he'd never admit to this, but, and I'm sure he probably doesn't think this way, but it's almost as if Jason Light and Dirk Cutter are like, you know what, we wouldn't mind two preseason games. So we're just going to play two preseason games and then just let our key players rest for two more weeks before the regular season. I mean, they have said, both of them, Jason Light said on the broadcast Thursday night, and I believe Dirk Cutter made reference to it multiple times, but on his press conference Friday, that, hey, the Bucks are healthy. And that is the number one goal of training camp in the preseason. They're healthy. You know, other than Jackie Smith, they're going to be full strength. A lot of teams in the NFL cannot say that right now. And that is a positive for this team. That is a positive. When you have the expectations that the Buccaneers have, when you have the talent they've accumulated on both sides of the ball, injuries can deplete you. And most of the time, when you talk about the teams that have great seasons, it's the teams that luck out. If they get injuries, they get injuries to a position they have depth at or not key positions. They keep their key players healthy. Luck is a big part of it. And so far, the Buccaneers, knock on wood, I got it right here. Okay, good. They've been pretty lucky. They enter the regular season at full strength. And they need it. They need to come out with a bang. The start of the season, man, you've got so much energy with your fan base, with your team, national publicity. Nothing will deflate it faster than coming out flat to start a season. Not just in the first game, but in the first quarter of the season. This is a team that needs to be 2-1 after the first three games. Has to be 2-1 after the first three games. Man, if they could have a positive, a winning record after the first five games, look out. Now, is it the end of the world if that doesn't happen? No. We saw that from the team last year when they came on strong in the second half. But man, if they could match a second half with what they, or a first half with what they could do in the second half, now you're talking a complete season. While I'm recording this, or when I'm recording this, the cuts have not been made. I can make assumptions. I'm not going to, because it'll be outdated by the time you're listening to this. I'm not expecting many surprise cuts. And I'm recording this midday on Friday. I anticipate Jason Light, and he said this on the broadcast Thursday night, Chris Myers, who is scheduled to join this podcast on Monday. Chris Myers, introduce him to Justin Polinski. I think it's important that he, the person he made reference to, he talks to him on his podcast. I think it's only fair. Isn't that right? Chris Myers.
The stick carriers are out here in the rain with a lot of loyal Buck fans. And for the past 8 months, a group of Buck fans have been building a stick carrier movement. It goes back to the Charger game when there was a speech from Dirk Cutter, speak softly and carry a blank stick. And it certainly had a lot to do with the team turning around and playing well. They've been out at practice.
That was a heck of a day of practice. That was as loud as it's ever been at a training camp practice.
Justin Pollock, he's a Joe Bucks fan, helped to move the stick carrier movement, if we could call it that.
Justin Polinski. He got the Justin right, which is more than I can say for most of the people that listen to this podcast. Isn't that right?
What's my name?
Jason!
Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason!
I'm fired up. Oh, I got to try and get Miko on. It's the Dolphins week. I'll get Miko on. Did you see the picture of Miko? In her stick carrier shirt. If it wasn't official before, it's official now. Miko Grimes, a stick carrier. And thank you to Jaquizz Rodgers' wife for reaching out. We are hooking her up with some stick carrier shirts as well. Jameis Winston's family, entire family, joined us at the third preseason game, which was awesome. It's really amazing having these players' families reaching out to us directly to wanting to be part of this movement. But again, it's one thing for us to be all spread out, right? But it's so much stronger when we're together in numbers. And, you know, whether it's at Abe's Place for the first away game watch party, we're going to have away game watch parties just about for every away game this season. And I'll give you more details on that because most of those are going to be at one of our newest sponsors. And they have locations all across the Bay Area. So we're going to be New Tampa. Maybe we'll get out to Brandon. We're going to be in Tyrone in St. Pete. We might even head down there. I know Garv's excited. Sarasota Jays excited. Samer's excited. The Smoking Jays are excited. We might be heading down to Sarasota for an away game watch party this year. Official Stick Carriers watch party down in Sarasota. But Buffalo Wild Wings, man, they have come on board. They contacted me. They said, we want to be a part of this movement. And you know what? When people want to support not only this podcast, because it's one thing to support the podcast, but when you're going to support the movement, that to me is just inspiring. It is. And it's not just Buffalo Wild Wings, but the guys at Mastro Subaru. So Pete and Steve, who run Mastro Subaru, they reached out to me and they're like, you know, we've been thinking about contacting you, and you think we could work something out? And so I went by there and they were just telling me we'd shared just stories about the Bucks. And these guys, Pete and Steve, are going to be at our stick carrier. But they're stick carriers. They listen to the podcast. It's amazing. We went into a conference room and they had Bucks stuff everywhere. And I was like, I'm at home here. You know, and it's all about, you know, they want to support the stick carriers. They want to do stuff nice for the stick carriers. They just want to help the movement continue to grow. And, you know, with Buffalo Wild Wings and Mastro Subaru and Bricados and, you know, just all the B4 has been around for a while. And, you know, what Sports Legends has done, you know, all of these businesses, whether they're small businesses or big businesses around the area, are gravitating towards this movement and wanting to be a part of this movement. You know, as they come in, we can continue to grow, and we are going to grow. And it's just, I'm just blown away by it. I mean, it really, really is awesome. So all of you are going to be able to meet Pete and Steve from Mastro Subaru. They're going to be at our events, and it's just great. You know, they support us. We want to support them as well. So, you know, as you all have done with Bricados and Sports Legends and B4 in the past, make sure you embrace Buffalo Wild Wings, Mastro Subaru. If you're looking for a new car, Mastro Subaru. So Pete and Steve told me, if you come by Mastro Subaru and say you're a stick carrier or mention Bucks Uncensored, the Commiss, Justin Plosky, any of that, they're going to give you a discount off of your car. That's it. That's all you have to do. And I mean, I'm sitting in there talking to these guys, and I had to negotiate a car. It wasn't my car. But I had to negotiate a car earlier this week at a different dealership. And I mean, it was like, ugh. These guys were so genuine. It was such a breath of fresh air. The Tampa location's on Hillsborough and George, like Hillsborough right near the Veterans. So go by there. If you're in Tampa, go by there. If you're looking for a new car, go by there. Tell them you're a stick carrier. Let's just see what they can do for you. What if they knock you? What if they knock your socks off with a not only the price, but then a stick carrier discount on top of that? It's pretty cool. So, love what Pete and Steve had to say, and you know, like I said, I'm not out there trying to Buffalo Wild Wings and Mastro Subaru. They both came to me. I'm not out there trying to sell the pie. I'm going to make a ton of money off of this. No. But when they reach out to me and we can get together, I want to make sure if I'm going to put my name on something, if we're going to partner, and I never call it advertise. I try not to call it that. If we're going to partner, because it's as much for them as it is for me, it's a partnership. And it's with all of us. I want to make sure that that's a business that's going to be genuine. Because what is this podcast? It's genuine, right? That's why you like it. And each of you are genuine. You send in your Bucks takes, you record them on your phone, you email them to bucksuncensored@gmail.com, and you get on the podcast. This is your podcast. And when I sat down and spoke with the guys at Mastro Subaru, and then I got on a conference call with Buffalo Wild Wings, and I had worked with Buffalo Wild Wings in the past, and I know how genuine Mark is in this area and all the managers, and I've done stuff at like each of their locations when I was on the radio, and I knew one day I'd be working with them again because they are loyal, they are genuine, and they like to host big events, and they can hold big crowds and cater big crowds at Buffalo Wild Wings all across the Bay Area. So if you thought our parties were big before, holy shit, are you in for a treat? It's going to be a blast all season long. So stick carriers will continue to unite. And as we come together for these Bucks games, man, it is going to be fun. It is going to be fun, whether it be on the road or at home in that stadium after one of our gigantic tailgate parties with What the Buck, when we've got 1,000 people, 1,500 people chanting and cheering and eating and drinking. All marching into the stadium together. I got goosebumps just thinking about this. That's where we are right now. It's game week. But before we get to game week, we got to finalize our roster, right? So Jason Light's doing that. Cuts have probably already come down by the time you're listening to this. But Jason Light gets on the broadcast Thursday night and they ask him about his own players. And he's like, yeah, you know, other players around the league, you know, they're also playing. They've got a close eye. And maybe the dust is settled by the time you're listening to this podcast, but this is me speculating. Wouldn't be if there are specific guys that become available, wouldn't surprise me one bit if Jason Light and his front office jump right on those players. They're looking to get better. You know, I had saw one guy on our Facebook page, the Stick Carrier Group Facebook page, say, The Bucks are a good roster. You know, they don't need to go out and sign every player. Nobody's saying they need to go out and sign every player. But I think when you're a team that is on the cusp, and I think good organizations are always trying to get better. Why do you think the Patriots traded Jeff Demps for LeGarrette Blount? Good teams are always trying to get better without having to mortgage their entire future. You know, it's about trying to be a little bit smarter than the other team. The Patriots, Bill Belichick was smarter than Mark Domenech. Traded Jeff Demps for LeGarrette Blount. It's a good trade for the Patriots. Now it's up to Jason Light to be a little bit smarter than others. He's already put together a hell of a roster. But you can always get better. So where are the Bucks best at? Okay, I think we can all agree linebacker is a strong position. Wasn't that a position a lot of us were concerned about? Where's the depth at linebacker? What are they going to do at linebacker? Now you look at it and you say, holy shit. Not only do you have Quan Alexander and Lavonte David, who might be the best duo of linebackers in the NFL, but you add in Beckwith, who, are people concerned that Beckwith might have to start? I'm not. It's either that or the guy from Oklahoma who's always injured. But Adarius Glanton and even Cameron Lynch in Thursday night's game. Now, I watched Thursday night's game. I don't want to put too much stock into it. But when you see a player flash that many times, I know these are players that aren't going to be in the NFL on any team. But shouldn't you flash that much? if you're playing against people that aren't going to be in the NFL. And Cameron Lynch did. And I'll tell you what, Cameron Lynch's game on Thursday night, if it was neck and neck between him and Bullock, Bullock might be the odd man. And if Bullock, and if he does get cut, I love his mentality, though. God, I'd love him on special teams. But I get it. I get it. And here's the question. Is he a developmental guy? Is he a practice squad guy? Or is he always going to be limited in his ability? And if he's always going to be limited in his ability, and you just don't feel like he's ever going to be able to develop because of his lack of ability into a guy you can have on your roster, well, there's no sense in having him on the practice squad either. Just my perspective. Practice squad needs to be guys that you want to develop that will ultimately be on your roster. Or does it? Maybe you don't see Riley Bullock as a guy who's going to be a significant contributor on your roster in the future, but maybe he's a guy that could just cause hell for your offense during the week and maybe make them a little bit better on the scout team. I don't know. I don't know. That's up for Jason Light to decide. But I do like him. I'll tell you what, Jeremy McNichols, if he stays or gets cut, either way, I think this is a blanket statement. He does nothing for me. He does nothing for me. And I'll tell you what, I'm starting to question the evaluation of running backs for this organization. Was not a fan of Charles Sims when they got him. I mean, they did get Jaquizz Rodgers, and you know, Dirk Koetter had familiarity with him from his days with the Falcons, but you're talking about a Jaquizz Rodgers who was just on the street week three. Like, anyone could have picked him up. I mean, it's good that he came in and played well, and I think he's got a spot on the roster, but to look at him as the feature back is, you know, he's got to be the feature back the first 3 weeks. And McNichols, eh. And I talk about the evaluation of running backs. Well, the evaluation of running backs, of their own running backs, led to them being willing to wait until the fifth round to draft a running back. And then you got Peyton Barber, and Harold called me early on Friday. He's like, I like Peyton Barber. I'm like, okay, I like him too. But again, kind of like a Jaquizz Rodgers. I like him as a reserve. They just don't. They just don't have a feature back. And relying on Doug Martin scares the shit out of me. It really does. Because they've relied on Doug Martin in the past. And he's had a couple of good years, but he's also had a lot of years where he's been non-existent. I think he's got something to prove this year, and the best thing about all of this is when he's had something to prove, his rookie season and his contract year, those were the best seasons of his career. The problem is, I mean, you should have something to prove every year. And that's what rubs me the wrong way about Doug Martin. Not to mention he's 28, he's going to get older. So this might be the 1 year you can rely on Doug Martin before, and I already think his speed, and I never thought he had great speed to begin with. He's got quickness and agility, but then when he makes that cut, can he outrun the defender? I don't think he can. So for an offense that has weapons around Jameis Winston now and Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, Godwin, Adam Humphries, Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard, Dirk Koetter loves to run the football. He loves to run the football. Jameis Winston is at his best when the run game is going and the play action pass is there. I just don't understand why you wouldn't want to try and have a threat at running back. My opinion, I thought they would look at least somebody in free agency, even if it was an Adrian Peterson, just to give yourself a threat. They didn't. Maybe in the draft, they didn't. Maybe after the cuts, if somebody of relevance gets cut. I guess I'm not holding my breath anymore until they prove to me that the evaluation of running backs has improved. Because right now, that's a doubt I have with the organization. I haven't been a fan of the running backs they brought in and of their own opinions of their own running backs on the roster. So it's Dolphins week, eh? We'll get into the Dolphins. We'll get into this matchup. But without Doug Martin, I just don't want to see, and Ira Kaufman said it the other day on his podcast, I don't want to see Jameis Winston throwing the ball 45, 50 times a game. Can't happen. They have to establish some sort of run game. Falls on the offensive line, but they need to find a running back they can rely on, a reliable running back. They don't have a running back on the roster that's going to break a big run up the middle. They don't have a running back on the roster that's going to break a tackle and take it 50 yards, unless it's Charles Sims outside or in the pass game. They just don't have that guy. They don't have a guy that can bust it up the middle for 15 yards. I just don't see it right now, even when Doug Martin comes back. My doubts cloud my positivity when it comes to the running backs, but you've got to establish a run game against the Dolphins, Bears, and every other team you face this season. And if you're not going to have the running backs to do it, you damn sure better have an offensive line that's going to do it. And I've been more optimistic about this offensive line than I've been of offensive lines for the Bucs in the past. I think the potential for this offensive line is among the best potential the Buccaneers have ever had. I think they're young, big, and nasty. If Sweezy stays healthy, there's your nasty. He helps make center position big and nasty with Ali Marpet, who is playing the position I said he'd be playing when he got drafted. I said the potential for him is an all-pro safety. People are like, he's a guard. Or a center. All-pro center. And sure enough, 3 years later, he's now playing center. A position Jason Light always thought he'd play. Kevin Pamphill, big, nasty, physical. Donovan Smith, big, nasty, physical. And then Damar Dotson, tall and finesse. I still don't mind Damar Dotson, though. I don't mind it. Again, I think this offensive line has a lot of potential. They've got a lot of camaraderie and chemistry together, which is key. They've been playing together for a few years. I think all of those play a factor into pass protection, protection against the blitz, and run blocking. Knowing when to come off double teams to the linebacker, which could help spring some long runs. But it's up to those running backs to be able to see those holes, hit them with a burst or hit them with power, be able to break a tackle, and take it for a long game. We didn't see that at all last year. Needs to happen this year. Defensively, gotta find a pass rush. Gotta find a pass rush. The Dolphins, here's early preview of this game. The Dolphins' offensive line fucking sucks. And Jay Cutler sucks. Get on his fucking ass. Shut down the fucking run game. Don't let Jay Ajayi do that bullshit. Quan Alexander, Levante David, Gerald McCoy, Chris Baker, Swaggy, Will Golston, Robert Ayers. That front seven needs to shut that fucking run down. But when that asshole goes back to pass, you need to be all over him. And if you get a sack, that's great. If you don't, I don't give a shit. But you need to be in his face. You need to be in his face because we all know what Jay Cutler's going to do, right? If you get in his face, he will make mistake after mistake after mistake. This defense, like every defense in the NFL that wants to be great, you're going to give up yards, you're going to give up points. It happens. That's how the rules have evolved in the NFL. You want to be a great defense? Create turnovers. Splash plays. The way you do that on defense, pressure. Pressure. Relentless pressure. Front four, front seven, blitz. I don't give a fuck how you do it, but you got to get in Jay Cutler's face because if you do, I got good news for you. You're going to create those turnovers, and we're going to walk out of Miami 1-0 We're going to be coming home to a packed house, and the stick carrier is going to be loud as fuck.
Bucks Uncensored.
All right, Bucks Uncensored. I heard they did not play Black Eyed Peas on Thursday night. Granted, nobody was there. But they did play this song when the Bucks came. I like it. Change it up a little bit. Little energy. Makes you want to jump. Makes you want to get out of your seat. So much better than Black Eyed Peas. You might as well play It's Raining Men when the team comes out. Same thing as Black Eyed Peas. Let's do some Bucks takes and get out of here. Saturday, hope everyone enjoys a nice Labor Day weekend. Scheduled to have Chris Myers on, hopefully Monday's podcast. And then I'll reach out to Miko Grimes, see if we can't get her on for Wednesday's podcast. And then Saturday will be the big preview. I want to get your Bucks takes now. This is your podcast. This is for Bucks fans. So for those of you that have kind of shied away, man, I remember Mike in New York, Brian in California. Where you guys been? I see you on Twitter now. I see you on Twitter. You know, I need you all to share this passion, okay? And whether you don't have, maybe it's not Monday's podcast, maybe it's not Wednesday's podcast, but those pregame podcasts, like for the first game, maybe you wait. Now, I'll probably record Saturday's podcast on Thursday, just keeping it open and open-minded there. Maybe Friday, but likely Thursday. Just understand, got to get that in now. I need you to get all other Bucks fans fired up. Can you do that? That's your goal when I record Thursday for the pregame podcast. I need it. I need it from you. Record it on your phone. You have all done this. And if you haven't, just do a voice memo, record on your phone, and email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. You can be like Jeremy in Cali.
Hey, Gamish! It's Jeremy in Cali. Just wanted to call in with my Bucks take. It's Thursday. It's the final preseason game for the Buccaneers against the Washington Redskins. And you all know what that means! We're going to be playing the Dolphins next week, and we're going to fucking kick their ass! And that's how that goes. I just wanted to let you all know that I really appreciate living vicariously through you. You know, Bucks Uncensored, what the Buck, Buckaholics, all this Bucks info, all I get to do is I can watch it, read it, do all that. I can't go to the games, I can't be there, and I can't even goddamn tailgate! Anyway, just wanted to say that. I love you all. I love this, the news from Joe Bucks fan, you know, and keeping up with Rock Riley, keeping up with everybody, what the Buck, all that stuff. And I just want to say I appreciate the sponsors, Brocato's, B4. You got Sports Legends. You got Christian at Headliners Barbershop. And you know what? The goddamn new Buffalo Wild Wings! Wild Wings! Anyway, just wanted to call in and say I love you all, and you need to. And Gary, the big motherfucking stick.
Always bringing it strong. Thanks. And Master Subaru, we love them as well. Thanks, Jeremy in Cali. Always bringing that energy. Oh, man. Just so fired up, man. I am so fired up. I'm also fired up for our next Bucks take. Who is?
Jason Polinski, the commissioner. And your dulcet tone.
Jason! 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 Jason!
This is Randy from the afterlife, brother, and yeah, I have got a question for you, yeah. And my question is...
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it.
Crushed it!
You Captain Fear to stop ripping off my look, brother. Gimmick infringement is a heinous crime, yeah. And you know what? Kinda hurt my feelings, huh? I've been called a macho man, but I am a sensitive man too, yeah. Never speaking softly, but always carrying a big motherfucking stick. No more questions.
Oh. Now, how many podcasts are you listening to where the macho man, Randy Savage, is sending in a take from the afterlife and asking a question about Captain Fear? It doesn't happen. It's not happening anywhere else. It only happens right here. Bucks Uncensored. Love it. Final Bucks take is Pat. Hey, Pat.
Justin, Stick Carriers, what is up? Pat from Home Assassin here checking in. Haven't done a Bucks take in a while. Figured I'd drop one. Had a blast on Saturday night. Did some day drinking in Tampa, but by the time I got there, I ended up stumbling over to Lou's tailgate. Got hooked up with some food, brought me back to life a little bit, man. Appreciate that, Lou. Made it into the stadium. I don't know how, but I ended up sitting next to you. My tickets weren't even in 119, but fuck it, we were there. Made a video that I put on the Stick Carriers page of me yelling at all the players. Everybody seemed to enjoy. Whew, what a day. Man, I'm looking forward to this season. Can't wait. I don't care about the preseason record. I don't care about any of that. Let's make these cuts. Let's get the final 53. Let's get ready for the regular season, man. Look forward to keep carrying this energy, carrying this momentum on over into the regular season. Let's give them a real home field advantage, Stick Carriers. Let's fucking do it. I'll see all you guys at the next event. Looking forward to it then. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
Wow. Just saw during that Bucks take, while I'm recording, Jets trading Sheldon Richardson to Seattle for Jermaine Kearse and draft considerations. Okay. That's what Seattle does. They just keep beefing up that defensive line. I am ready for game week. All right, so we'll try and get Chris Myers on for Monday. We'll try and get Miko on for Wednesday. I probably should reach out to Miko and let her know that. But she's so awesome. I mean, she really is awesome. I know she's very outspoken, but when I got to speak to her on a podcast back in May, I believe, she was phenomenal. Phenomenal. I can't wait to see what she has to say about the Dolphins. And I cannot wait for next Sunday. Hey, fantasy football. This is a big week for fantasy football. Todd Wright has his big fantasy football draft, the final one, at the Hooters on 4th Street in St. Pete Monday night. This is the last one. Get details at joebucksfan.com. You got to email before you show up. So shoot them an email. Let them know you're going to be there. I want a bunch of Stick Carriers. We had a bunch of Stick Carriers at the last one wearing Stick Carrier shirts. Would love to see that again. I'll be there as well. So, and I'll be in the league with you. So if you want to play fantasy football with me, come on out and join us. It's going to be a blast. That's going to be, try and get there around 6 o'clock. It's Labor Day night, so we all have the day off of work. 6 o'clock, the Hooters on 4th Street in St. Pete, and we'll play some fantasy football. It should be a lot of fun. Hey, before I wrap up this podcast, I do want to get ready. I want to fully get ready. I want to get ready for the regular season. It's finally here. We're all fired up, and I think we go back to the original. The original from Mark the Mailman. This one always got me fired up. I think it got you fired up as well. Here's the original song. First one ever sent in by Mark the Mailman.
The Bucks are fucking hot, you know, and that ain't gonna change. But first let's take a look at all the teams they have to play. Cam Newton is a little bitch, he won't jump on the ground to get his fumble back and have a chance to win the crown. Jameis would, without a doubt, so Newton is a fag. The Panthers took it up the ass and I ain't seen no more dab. That's what you get for naming your son Chosen, motherfucker. Falcons could have won it all, but started jacking off. All they had to do was turn around and hand it off. Matty Ice is a stupid name, freezing ain't no good. Next time we see that pretty boy, we'll take him to the hood. Julio Schmido. Now we got all your coaches, motherfuckers. What is there to say about the Saints? They're fucking gay. Their quarterback is 5 feet tall and Cooks has gone away. If that little asshole Breeze ruins one more year, I'll break his fucking shoulder again and drown myself in beer. How long is that motherfucker gonna play football? As you see, the South is full of mama's boys and jits. Bucks fans, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Ah, so good, and what a way to kick off game week. Listen, I know a week at work is going to be tough, but don't worry. We will have podcasts coming for you Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, getting you ready for the first regular season game in a season that we hope is going to be a special one for our Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Subscribe now on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean. This podcast, three times a week, downloads to your mobile device if you do subscribe automatically at noon on each of those days. If you need it before then, just go to joebucksfan.com. They post it first thing in the morning, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. And follow me on social media, all platforms, at Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, or on Snapchat. It's Jay Pawlowski, 324. As always, we go right back into this. I tell you to shh. This week, it's okay. Speak softly. Because next Sunday, we are going to carry that big motherfucking stick. Let's go, Bucks. And that's how we end it. We end it by saying, nailed it.
Show
BUCCAA PEAKY Heart.